The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Magic Monsters and Mayhem.
Halt! Move no further, Rosa Dernhelm.
For Faust? Faust Ravenclaw. I don't understand. Where did you come from?
The village of our people. But I think I should ask you a similar question.
Where are my companions?
You obviously don't get how this is supposed to work. I ask the questions. You answer them.
So, it's true. Rosa, you've returned. It's so good to see you.
Balthar Nightcrow? Is it really you?
The one and the same. Welcome home, Rosa.
So, some people are happy to see me, then.
Ah, now who wouldn't be? Oh, Selena, are you being unkind to your sister?
I wouldn't dream of it. We'll speak later, Rosa. Until then, I'll leave you to your happy reunions. I'm sure the entire village will want to welcome you with open arms.
And now we continue our story.
Hang on, Lily. I thought I heard something.
Ooh, who's spooked now, Divine?
I'm not spooked. I'm just being cautious. I know there's something in this jungle. Something alive. I can feel it.
Really? You surprise me. A jungle with living creatures in it? No, never.
This is no time for jokes, Lily. This is serious. I think something's stalking us.
That lore did warn us.
Not much of a warning, just a hint about possibly not surviving some ordeal.
And maybe you're a bit paranoid.
Don't you bet your life on it, Lillian Fairheart. You hear that? That was no typical swamp animal. I know something dangerous is following us. I can feel it, watching us within the underbrush.
And suppose there really is some beast stalking us. And suppose it attacks. What do you think our odds are survive?
I don't like to think about the odds. This is basic survival. It's us, or whatever is out there. Only the strong will survive.
That's so basic, Divine. So sexy.
Stop it. This really is no time for jokes, Lily. This is serious.
Okay. I get it. Sorry.
Quiet now. It's getting closer. Whatever it is. We have to be prepared for anything.
Okay,
Shh. Keep low and slow. And as quiet as you can be.
Who do you think it could be?
I don't know, but it's big. That much I can tell.
This really is starting to scare me, Divine. Should we make a run for it?
Only if it runs after us. Just stay low and calm. Don't even think about running unless I tell you to. Got it?
I'll follow your lead.
Okay then. Let's just keep moving. Slowly.
What do you think those vocalizations mean? Could it be calling its friends?
Not loud enough for that. Maybe it's trying to warn us off.
If it's trying to warn us, I got the message. I want to get out of here.
You and me both, because I think that may have been a different kind of warning that time.
What do you mean, Divine?
I think it may be warning us that it intends us harm. It may make its move at any moment, so we need to be prepared for anything.
Oh no. Oh God, I'm really not prepared. Divine!
I'm sorry to have to say it, Lily, but you chose this path. We're on it, and whatever comes, we have to face the consequences.
I'm truly sorry to have gotten you into this.
Hush. I chose to walk this path with you. That's what friends do. I think it may be about to make its move. Get ready to run faster than you've ever run in your life, Blob.
Up ahead! I think I see a clearing. Maybe we're close to the edge of the swamp.
Then we better make a run for it. On my mark. 1, 2, 3, go! This may be a small clearing, but obviously it's not the end of the jungle.
What do we do now, Divine?
We may not have a choice. It may simply be time to stand and fight. Look at that thing. He's ready to fight, and we have to be prepared to do the same. It's time to fight or die.
You are listening to Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Book 3, Chapter 4, Dangerous Encounter, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Wakey, wakey! Hello, dear Zoe. Oh, come on, dear. Come here to me.
What's happening? Where am I? How did I get here?
Relax, dear. It's okay. You're not really here at all. Because here does not really exist.
I don't understand.
Well, I'll try and explain, but first, why not come here and sit by the fire next to me, eh?
All right.
Oh, that's a good girl. Splendid.
So, what is this place, and how did I get here?
Oh, you have such an inquisitive mind. That is so refreshing. Oh, you are such a sweetie. I could just eat you up.
Thank you, I think.
Oh, don't worry, child. No, I mean what I say. And I mean you no harm. This place, well, it's just a mirage. It's a mere fantasy, a pleasant setting from a scene from the deepest reaches of your mind. Some place you obviously feel comfortable, some place familiar, perhaps. Some place pleasant that may have been some time in your past, or at least that you wish you could go to be safe. And well, here you are safe with me.
Yes. Okay, I think I get it. But why are we here?
Well, I've had you brought here so that we may speak. See, this is our own private little line of communication. A place where we can talk openly and freely.
Okay, that sounds fine. So what do you want to know?
I want to know about your journey, of course. Such as, have you located young Lillian Fairheart as of yet?
No, we're still in search of her. We were told she'd gone through some kind of magical gateway.
A portal, perhaps?
Yes, exactly that.
So, they really do exist.
You know about them?
I know many things, child, as you will come to learn. Tell me more, please. How did you learn of these gateways?
We met a strange man named Prospero. He called himself a prophet. He gave us a set of runes that are meant to operate the portals and led us to a cave where one is hidden inside.
This is such an intriguing story, child. Yeah, I do hope you're not making any of this up.
Of course I'm not. It really happened, and we went through. But I don't think we ended up where we were meant to go. We're currently being held prisoner by a group of elves.
You're in the land of the elves now. Oh, how utterly delicious. Oh, it makes me long for the days of my youth when I had adventures. Oh, how I envy you, Zoe dear.
Do you think the elves will harm us?
Never. The elves are peace-loving creatures. Unless you've come to the Dark Elves of Carvedale. They haven't all got black hair and war paint on their faces, have they?
No, nothing like that. Most are fair of complexion and either golden or auburn haired.
Ah, the Hunoni tribe of the Gifi region. Ugh. Oh, you're a long way away, my dear child. But not to worry, no harm will come to you.
I'm happy to hear it.
Relax, child, and try to enjoy your experiences. This is a time of your life that you will someday come to cherish. So soak it in, dear Zoe. Eat it. Breathe it. Bathe in the pleasure of it. Bask in the light of it. Oh, these times will not last forever. Now, listen to me getting all philosophical. I think I have enough information for now, but we shall speak again here in our private place, eh, dear Zoe? And when you come home to Terse, I promise you I will reward you beyond your wildest dreams. Toodaloo.
Zoe?
Rosa!
That's right. Are you awake?
I think so. That was just weird.
It's okay now. You're being set free. It was all a big misunderstanding. My people are going to make everyone feel welcome.
Oh. So we're not prisoners anymore?
Not at all. Come on. You may leave this jail, so...
Well, that's a relief.
Did you have a nice slumber, child?
Yes, you slept through most everything. The entire ordeal.
You're quite a heavy sleeper, Zoe Underhill.
Yes, we began to wonder if you were dead.
I'm fine. No need to worry about me.
You're a traveling companion, Zoe, so we reserve the right to do so.
Oh, well then, in that case, thanks. I appreciate the concern, but really... I'm all right.
I'm certain of it.
The elves have promised us a fine feast.
Yes, in honor of Rosa's return.
I'm quite hungry. Can't wait to get me hands on some grub.
Always thinking with your stomach, dwarf.
As if you're any different, wizard. I've seen you put away your own fair share of grub over a fair few adventures.
So I appreciate a good meal. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, so does old Rosty. In fact, I'm quite ravenous at the moment. And I've heard so many wonderful tales about these elf banquets and how very good the food is. Elven food is said to be matched by no other in all the lands. And I can't wait to sample some. And to see what's on offer.
You won't have long to wait, Rast. None of you will. So, if you lot would like to freshen up, some of my father's servant girls will show you where you may wash up and tend to anything else you may need to do before dinner is served.
I could use a good visit to the toilet.
And you could use a good wash as well, dwarf. Don't skip that part, eh?
I see what you mean, wizard. I suggest we all have a good wash before dinner, eh?
Yes, it will be nice to be able to freshen up, eh, Zoe?
Yes, I could use a good bath.
Well, please, everyone, follow these servants. They will attend to your every need.
Every need? Oh, the imagination could run wild.
Keep your mind out of the gutter, Tiny.
Oh, it was just a little joke, Mr. Dwarf.
A very little joke, Mr. Rast.
This way, everyone.
What is that thing?
I can't be sure, but I think it's some kind of reptile.
A swamp lizard?
Sure, sounds reasonable. Now watch out.
It nearly took your head off, Divine, with those razor-sharp claws it has.
Tell me something I don't know.
Be careful, Divine!
Get low! Stay away from it. I'll handle this.
Be careful, Divine! Okay, let me help you up.
Thanks, Lily. Are you alright?
Sure. But what about you? Did it hurt you?
No, I'm fine.
I can't believe it. How did you manage to stab that thing to death? It was on top of you.
It was either him or me, and I decided that I'm not dying today. Come on now. Let's get as far away from this area as we can. The smell of that creature's blood is bound to attract other predators.
Right. We need to get out of this jungle. Find a settlement. Other people.
I just hope there are other people somewhere around here. I'm sick of this jungle. Let's go.
If I may be permitted to say so, this has been the most incredible evening of my life. And all the tales are true. Elven food is better than words can describe. I'm in heaven.
I must say, I agree with Rostir. Splendid meal, Your Highness. I could not even match it myself.
Yes, that was a wonderful feast, Father. Thank you. You honor my friends and I with such a warm welcome.
Think nothing of it, my dear. It's only what you deserve. After all, we haven't had the pleasure of your company for more than 2 years.
You speak as if Rosa's choice to leave us to seek adventure deserves some kind of reward, Father. And as if leaving her family and responsibilities behind were some such trivial things.
We don't make light of the matter, dear Selina. But we feel there is a time and place for all things. And certainly a better time and place for that discussion.
Well then, if you will forgive me, my father, I believe I'll call it a night.
You are forgiven, Selina, dear. After all, you are only yourself, eh? I mean, that can't be helped, can it? All right. I see that disapproving look you're giving me, daughter. Go to your slumber now, and may you rest well.
One can only hope, but one has one's doubts about it.
I must apologize for Selina. She is not herself.
Oh, yes. She's exactly herself and precisely as I remember her. But don't worry about it. I've chosen to overlook my elder sister.
You are wise, Rosa Dernhelm. Now, if you will excuse me as well. King Arion, I too feel the weight of the night upon me. It's clearly time for bed.
Then away with you, Balthor. We shall speak in the morning. Only on a few matters of state.
Yes, of course, my lord. Until then, I bid everyone a good night.
It would seem the evening has grown heavy for many attending my table.
Rittendorf, wake up!
That's not how you do it, lass. Let me assure you.
What's happening?
You were on fire. I had to put you out, wizard.
Go on then, everyone. Have a good laugh at old Waldo's expense.
I believe we are, old mage. But it's all in good humor, eh?
Well, I... I suppose it is funny.
You should have seen your face, Mr. Rittendorf. Priceless.
More than priceless.
Watch it, girl.
Or you'll do what, eh, Grandpa?
Enter. Darkstar, I honestly didn't expect to see you again so soon. And did you miss me that much?
You said you wanted more information about those portals and the runes that control them. As luck would have it, I've come across just that.
Well, aren't we resourceful?
Oh, lovely.
Very well. Tell me what you've learned.
I've learned that a young woman named Lily Fairheart managed to get her hands on some of those runes, which in turn helped her to flee this country.
She used one of the portals then?
Yes. And if my source is to be believed, Lily Fairheart is at least as far away as the country of Landover by now.
Oh, as far as that, eh? Interesting.
You don't seem very surprised by all this.
That's because I'm not, Darkstar. I've just learned that another interesting party has also managed to get their hands on some of these runes and made use of them as well. Only they made for the land of the Light Elves of the Hunoni tribe.
Interesting. I'll have to look into this.
Do so. I'd love to hear more about it. But for the moment, what I want from you is the location of that portal Miss Fairheart used.
First off, there was some promise of a reward for this kind of information, in case you've forgotten that part.
Oh, don't you worry your pretty little head, Darkstar, dear. I have your money. Yes, you'll get it when you're giving me exactly what I want.
Of course not. I'll be happy to comply.
Of course you will, dearie. Compliance was always one of your most attractive attributes.
You have been listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 3, The Journey Continues, Chapter 4, Dangerous Encounter, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance, Shannon Lowry as Divine, Tanya Milojevich as Lily, Sarah Golding as Lady Natilda, Rebecca Thomas as Zoe Underhill, Deborah Adams as Rosa, Dave Weaver as Greybeard, Jeff Niles as Waldo Riddendorf, Victor Aurelius as Rast, Persephone Rose as Fitz Redhawk, Glenn Haskell as King Arion, Rachel Rumler as Selena Dernhelm, Tim Lassiter as Balthorn Nightcrow, and Sally Wiggett as Darkstar. The Magic Monsters and Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The closing theme tune and the incidental music was provided by Kevin McLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, where you can find the entire library of our programs. Or you can find this program and many others from Dream Realm Enterprises via Podomatic or even on YouTube. Please visit the Dream Realm store. The link can be found on our website, where you can find lots of cool DRE merch and represent your favorite program. If you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. Our story will continue in Chapter 5, coming your way next time. Please join us then.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.